In today's podcast, I'll look at the ballad known as The Maid Freed from the Gallows, which is also usually known as The Prickly Bush. I will look at the known background, printing history, and sing some tunes used for the ballad and finish on a full performance. Oh, hangman, stand here for a while, for I seem to see my dear old father, he's coming over yonder stile. Oh, father, has he got any gold or silver to set me free? For to keep my body from the clay cold ground, and me neck from the high gallows tree. Oh, no, I've got no gold nor silver to set thee free. For to keep thy body from the clay cold ground, nor the neck from the high gallows tree. Oh, the prickly bush, it pricks my heart full sore, and if ever I get out of the prickly bush, I'll never get in it any more.
The tune and words for that version were collected by Bob Copper from Fred Hewitt of Mapleywell in Hampshire as part of the BBC Song Collection programme. The Maid Freed from the Gallows is a tale of a condemned person waiting for a ransom or pardon while stood on the gallows platform. Despite the song title, the condemned person may be male or female. Various members of the family arrive but are not able to produce the fee until the sweetheart arrives and secures the release. It has a wide circulation and is especially popular in the USA, where most of the collected versions originate. The song, as noted down from various sources, does not include any specific explanation of the reason for the sentence of death. In most versions, the family relatives give no help nor show any pity for the condemned person. I have come to see you hanging, hanging on the gallows tree. The earliest noted version of this ballad was in the 1770s in a manuscript held by William Percy, but no tune was noted. The earliest versions with a tune were collected in Britain in the late 1900s, and the tunes all follow a similar basic melody line. Many have a recurring chorus.
O hangman, hold thy hand, he cried, O hold thy hand a while, for I can see my own dear mother coming over yonder stile. O mother, have you brought me gold, or will you set me free, or be you come to see me hung all on the high gallows tree? No, I've not brought thee gold, and I will not set thee free, but I am come to see thee hung all on the high gallows tree. Oh, the prickly bush, the prickly bush, it pricked my heart full sore. If ever I get out of the prickly bush, I'll never get in it any more.
The tune and words for that version come from Buckinghamshire and were printed in 1893 in English County Songs, edited by Lucy Broadwood and Fuller Maitland. The bulk of the versions of the song were collected in North America, and it's probable that the early collected American versions were based on songs taken over by early immigrants and may predate those collected in Britain, where the song was fading from the repertoires of the singers in the late 19th century. There has been some debate regarding the origin of the song. Professor James Child, in the collection The Popular Ballads of England and Scotland, shows that the theme within the ballad of a person condemned to die and hoping someone will rescue them was widespread throughout Europe in folk tales and songs and has a very ancient history reaching back to Greek mythology. The title Maid Freed from the Gallows seems to have been invented by Child as a generic title for the group of songs in this series of ballads. In the early ballads, the condemned person was a woman. The examples printed in the Child collection are often fragmentary and vague. Many refer to an appeal to a judge or a lord judge, a term that's not commonly found in British traditional ballads, especially at an execution. The song starts and ends on the gallows platform. The condemned person in the early versions is a young woman. These are more conducive to the folk tales than the folk ballad, which came later than the tales. It's likely that the early lost versions may have had a surrounding story that makes some sense of the ballad as now sung. To find these versions, we need to look at the folk tales of Europe and Britain, which are sometimes the origin of early folk ballads. It's quite likely that the early English versions were in the form of a cante fabula, which is a story told in prose with sung passages, usually repeated verses that help the drama of the story. The prickly bush seems to have lost its surrounding storyline, leaving the sung parts, which form a repeating drama in themselves. In the Folk Song Journal for 1915, Annie Gilchrist refers to a cante fabula version of the story named The Golden Bowl, originally printed in Britain in 1886 in William Henderson's Folklore of the Northern Counties, in which a maiden is given the golden bowl. If she loses it, she's condemned to die. She loses the bowl, and once condemned, the story follows the general song pattern until her lover finds the bowl and returns it. The maiden is released. Miss Gilchrist points out that gold is a symbol of integrity and occurs in many other ballads as a golden circlet or a crown or even golden hair. The loss of the golden bowl symbolises the loss of virginity, which is why her family failed to help her, but her lover believes in her and restores her standing in society.
Oh, and dear judge, just take some little while, for I think I see my lover coming all over yonder stile. Dear lover, any gold or silver to set me free, for to keep my body from the clay cold ground and my neck from the gallows tree. Yes, I brought you gold and silver to set you free, for to keep your body from the cold clay ground and your neck from the gallows tree. Oh, the prickle holly bush, it pricks my heart full sore. If ever I get out of the prickle holly bush, I'll never get in it any more.
The tune and words for that version were collected by Peter Kennedy in 1951 from Walter Lucas, a hurdle worker of Sixpenny Handley in Dorset, as part of the BBC Traditional Song Collection programme. Miss Gilchrist also tells of seeing a young girl in Churchtown near Southport who enacted a little community folk play based on the story of the Golden Bowl. There is a cante fabula traced back to the 9th century under the title of The Distressed Handmaiden, in which a wicked stepmother plots to dispose of a stepchild by accusing her of stealing a golden object and having her condemned. The stories known under the title The Golden Bowl are variable storylines. Version 1, a girl is given a golden bowl by a stranger, with the provision that should she lose the bowl, her life will be forfeited. When she loses the bowl, she asks her family to search for it in order to save her life. Version 2, a servant girl must clean the golden bowl for a lady. She loses it and is condemned to hang. Version 3. Two sisters are each given a golden bowl with the warning that should they lose the bowl, they will hang. One of the sisters throws a bowl in the air and it flies over the hedge and rolls away and cannot be found. A version of the folk tale The Golden Bowl was printed in the fascinating collection Folk Tales from Britain, edited by Catherine M. Briggs. Reference to the Golden Bowl theme is found in some early British and American versions of the ballad. In some versions of the folk tales, the missing object is a golden key. Lucy Broadwood, writing as an addition to Miss Gilchrist's article, agreed with her conclusion, but added that the song may have been brought into Britain and America in the late Tudor times by immigrant workers from Europe. The song is intriguing, and it would quickly catch on at an adult and at children's play levels. It would explain the unusual terminology and the ballad location. The song's appeal is shown by its popularity in Britain and North America. The language of the ballad has changed over the years so that it fits into local understanding. In the later version, it is the hangman who is asked to slack the rope. The ballad often adapts local colour or language to appeal to local singers and audience. I'm sure that there will have been studies of the American versions and origins, and if you're interested in this ballad, would make an interesting research. So there we have it, an extremely popular ballad with no defined narrative. Some of the more modern versions have included this ballad form within a story's structure line that helps to give the ballad some substance. To my mind, the best of these is The Streets of Derry, or Derry Jail, as sung by Sarah Makem of Ulster in Ireland.
Oh, it's after morning there comes an evening, and after evening another day. And after a false love there comes a true one. It's hard to hold them that will not stay. As he went walking through the streets of Derry, I'm sure he marched up right manfully. He was more like a commanding officer than a man to die on the gallows tree. Oh, the first step he went up the ladder, his aged father was standing by. Come here, my old aged father, and speak one word to me before I die. The very next step he went up the ladder, his aged mother was standing by. Come here, my old aged mother, and speak one word to me before I die. The very next step he went up the ladder, his blooming colour began to pale. With heavy sighs and with dismal cries, is there no releasement from Derry Jail? And the next step he climbed up the ladder, his loving clergyman was standing by. Stand back, you old prosecutor, I'll let you see that he will not die. I'll let you see that you dare not hang him till his confession unto me is done. And after that, well, you dare not hang him till within 10 minutes of the setting sun. What keeps my love, she's so long a-coming? Oh, what detains her so long from me? Or does she think it a shame or scandal to see me die on the gallows tree? He looked around and he saw her coming, and she rode swifter than the wind. Come down, off that weary gallows, I bear a pardon all from the Queen. Come down, off that weary gallows, I bear a pardon all from the Queen. I'll let them see that they will not hang you, and I'll crown my William with a bunch of green.